and feeling sad. How did I get here? Led away by my fleshly desire. Forgot how to pray. Had no time to see the face. Watch my life right before my eyes drift like a ship without sail. But I see you till I found strength for my life. Now I feel joy that no words can describe. Oh, where else can I go but to you, oh Lord? I know you restore.
Romans 12 verses 1, Paul begs us to present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our act of worship unto God. He also goes down to say, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we'll know that God's will is perfect.
I'm surrendering my all in obedience and reverence. I answer your call. My heart is saying yes. Let your will be manifest in a world that's filled with mess. Help me. Shine your glory on my face. Only let me speak what you want me to say. My body is your temple. Come, Holy Spirit, take your place. Your presence, I embrace. When I am in your secret place, consume me, Father.
Before God and all mankind, I pledge the love and loyalty of my heart. the wisdom and courage of my mind. The strength and vigor of my body. In the service of my fellow citizens, I promise to stand up for justice, brotherhood, and peace. Work diligently and creatively. Think generously and honestly. So that the world may, under God, increase in beauty, fellowship, and prosperity. My part in advancing the welfare of the whole human race.
Wonderful evening to you all across the miles, whether you are in Zimbabwe or Tanzania or Afghanistan or Israel or just here in Jamaica. Welcome to the El Shaddai Prophetic Deliverance Ministries worship. Today is December 31st, 2021. It is New Year's Eve, the last day of this year, and we are here to praise the Lord. Let me hear you praise the Lord. Let me hear you give God thanks. We are welcoming you to our service. A warm welcome to you, to our Jamaican family abroad, whether you're in Canada, America, England, or anywhere else in the world. We welcome you, and we give God thanks for you, and we are glad that we are here and able to say hallelujah. Amen. So we invite you to join us. If you're here in Jamaica, you're welcome to join us here at 2 Hanover Street, shops 3 and 4. We would welcome you with open arms. And even though we invite you to stay tuned, stay with us as we go to the call to worship, which is taken from 1 Thessalonians 5, reading from verses 16 to 18. 1 Thessalonians 5, reading from verses 16 to 18. Let's stand. And it reads thus, after 2:1-2. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Amen? Amen. We welcome Elder Wint at this time to lead us in a time of prayer. We are glad that we have made it to this point in time. We are just praising God, and we welcome her now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord. Let's magnify the Lord. Let us lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we worship you. We worship you, mighty God. Let us pray. Eternal God and most righteous Father, Lord, as we come in your midst tonight, mighty God, to lift you up, Lord God, to shout back your name, mighty God, to give you worship, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Almighty God, for this day, oh God Almighty, the ending, mighty God, of this year, Lord God. We thank you for your gratefulness, Almighty God. Great is your gratefulness towards us, Almighty God. Great is your faithfulness towards us, Lord Jesus. Great are you, Lord, and greatly are you to be praised. Almighty God, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all the obstacles, Almighty God, that you have taken out of our way, Lord God Almighty. For every mighty God mountain that we have come upon, Almighty God, that you, Lord God Almighty, we let it become a plain before us, Lord God, that we can cross our Jordan River. Lord God Almighty, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory tonight, oh God Almighty. Through it all, Lord, we know to trust in you. Through it all, Lord Almighty, we know how to depend upon you, Almighty God. Through it all, Lord, we know how, mighty God, to depend upon your word, Lord God, because your word is faithful and your word is true, Almighty God. You never slack concerning your promises towards us, Almighty God, your children. So, Father God, we ask, mighty God, that you will continue to lead us, continue to direct us, Almighty God. Continue, oh God Almighty, to hold our hands, Almighty God. Even, mighty God, when we feel weary and want to let go, Lord God, you still uphold us with your powerful hand. And Lord God Almighty, because you have a purpose for us, Lord God, and our purpose is to be fulfilled in you, Almighty God. So we give you everything tonight, Almighty God, with nothing holding back. Mighty God, whatever spirit is in our midst that is not of you, Lord God Almighty, we ask that you will just move it out of our way tonight, Lord God, and let your spirit be lifted up in this place, Almighty God. Break every shackles tonight, Lord God. Destroy every fetters tonight, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we come, Almighty God, on a mission to worship you. We come with a desire, Almighty God, to give you our all, Lord God Almighty, with nothing holding back, Sovereign God. So, Father God, let's have your way in our vessels tonight, Lord Jesus. Speak to us, Almighty God, as never before, Lord God Almighty. We need a word from you tonight, oh God. We need something from you tonight, Almighty God, as we turn up our vessels to you, Almighty God. Fill it up with all of you tonight, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we will not hunger or thirst again, Almighty God. Let the rivers of living water flow into us, mighty God, as we worship you, as we give you praise, as we give you honor tonight, Lord God. Let souls be saved for your kingdom tonight, oh God Almighty. Let, mighty God, everything that is not of you, mighty God, be submitted and subjected to your spirit tonight, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we worship you, as we give you honor, we give you glory, we give you praise. We lift you up from this earth unto eternity, because you are grateful unto us, mighty God. We great, mighty God, and thank you, oh God Almighty, for all that you have done, what you are doing, and what you're about to do in our midst tonight, oh God Almighty. Let the Spirit of God rise up in this place, Almighty God, and whatever is not of you, Almighty God, be cast out tonight, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we must see you tonight, Lord Jesus, in all your glory. So, Father God, just come down to us tonight, Almighty God. Tabernacle with us right now, Lord God Almighty, as we pour out our all to you, Lord God. We give you thanks and praise and honor. We tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Are we glad to be here to worship the Lord? If you're glad to see somebody, I'm sure if you're on the football field and them score a goal and you go, yeah! much more God who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Let's hear it for the Most High God. Let's hear it for the Most High God. Let's give God all the glory. We bless the name of the Lord God Almighty. Let's give him a wave offering and worship him with all that we are and all that we got. Amen. Hallelujah. We give God thanks. We are giving him thanks for taking us through this year, for sustaining us, for being our deliverer. He has been so many things to us and more. And tonight is just, we're just coming to give him all to Jesus. We are surrendering all to him. We're freely giving ourselves to him. Amen. We want to love and adore him, express our appreciation for him. And we come to worship him. Hallelujah. Online viewers, if you're just joining us, you just came in at the right time. We are worshiping God tonight, and we are giving him thanks and standing here and going over into 2022 with God at the helm, at the beginning, going ahead of us to make every crooked path straight. And so we welcome the praise and worship team to go and lead praise so that we can just give God thanks and all the honor. In Jesus' name, let's continue to give God praise as the praise and worship team comes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Let's worship Hallelujah. The Lord. Let's worship
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's worship the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hand on your feet and worship the Lord.
We are here to worship. We are here to worship the Lord. We are here to worship the Lord. Too many danger, toil, and snare. And we are here today. We are giving God everything, withholding nothing back. Let us worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Feed me.
Hallelujah. Learning to live.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
Turn over to the moderator. Hallelujah.
A holy
life, trust in God and do the right. I know the Lord.
The Lord will make a way for me. Hallelujah. We give God thanks that He is making a way for us, and He has made a way for us. January through February, through March, through April, straight down to December. We are grateful to God for making a way for us. And so Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. We welcome you again, online viewers, social media land. It is so good that you could join us, and we trust that you have been blessed so far as you are worshiping along with us. We give God thanks for you, and we give God praise for you, and we thank God that tonight we have a full house, and we are certainly giving God thanks together. We are blessing God together. We are looking like one man before God. We give God thanks for that. We thank God for unity. Unity is strength. And we bless him now in Jesus' name. We hand over to our apostle, Mark Wint, at this time.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Come on, put your hands together and give God the praise. Come on, put your hands together. Let us give him all the praise. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's a song that says, let the redeem of the Lord say so. I redeem. Praise the Lord. Our Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Come on, no man hold in authority and power with God. It is he who has made the heaven and the earth by his outstretched arm. And he is the God of all flesh. Some things are about to explode in here today. I'm telling you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, I want you to just pull out the little rough edges there in a man. Glory to God. Come on, man. I want you to stand with me in the house of the Lord. We're going to hear the word of the Lord from the presbytery. And you're going to hear the testimonies. Because the Lord has done some great things for some of you down here. God has been good to us here in Jamaica. Hallelujah. God has been so good to us here in this little rock called Jamaica. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow. Those that are watching us across the nations of the world, and we just want to welcome you. Praise the Lord. And all our members in New York, in the UK, come on, man, in Africa. We're not talking about friends, we're talking about members. Glory to God. You see, what happened is that our voice go beforehand, but we shall be there in person. Lord. Huh? We want to welcome all our friends down there in Amsterdam. Koya now. Come on, I want you to open up your mouth and say, I'm still here. I have lived to the end of 2021. And the demons that are unleashed could not come nigh my dwelling. Glory, are you happy? Come on, you're going to talk to some devils now. You're going to talk to some devils and say, see here, devil. I got Jesus on the inside. Come on, you're sounding a little bit cracky. Can you say it again? Say, see here, devil. I got Jesus on the inside. Oh my God. Come on, son. We're just going to run a little song. It says, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I got something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change. Glory to God. Brother Sam running a little late, but he will be here. Amen. But we got something on the inside. Come on, I want all the young people to stand on their feet. You got to worship the Lord today. God has been too good to you. Come on, can we go about it again? Can we go about it again? Hear it now. I've got something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Come on. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Come on. Yes. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change. Oh, what a change in my life. Look at me now. We're preparing ourselves for the word. Amen. We're preparing ourselves for the word of the living God. Hallelujah. So we turn over back to our moderator, Pastor White, and we move in accordingly as we allow the ministers, the pastors, and the elders to come forward in bringing about to us the word of the Lord to our hearts. Amen. So 10 minutes is absolutely, we're mindful of the time because we got to release the mind of God to you for 2022. But guess what happened? Guess what happened? God is about to show up in here. And this region is going to explode. It's not by might, nor by power. It's not a working up of the flesh. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm glad that I'm a child of God. I'm born again. Oh, what a place dead when we talk about that. Whoa! I'm ready to go hard. Harder than this year. I'm boasting. I'm glorying in the Lord. Can you imagine? January 2022. Can I just burst some things to you? El Shaddai Broadcasting Studios will be aired across the airwaves. Oh, you don't sound excited. January 2022, we will be going to the byways and the edges within the 14 parishes of Jamaica. It don't just stop there now. Can I tell you what is about to happen? Barbados, here we come. Bahamas, here we come. United Kingdom, here we come. Oh, no, don't sound happy. I hear somebody, I hear it in my ears. Somebody across social media land is saying, but Omicron. Who is Omicron? Huh? Can you turn on your mic? Just turn on your mic and repeat that.
Omicron done, and Jesus already won.
Whoa, whoa! So we can go a little further now. Ghana, here we come. Glory to God. USA, here we come. Glory to God. We got to pray for the President of the United States of America. Oh God. We got to pray for his health. Amen. Praise God. Can we go a little further? Huh? We want you to know that God has given this church a voice in the nations. So are we ready? Come on, open up your mouth and say, glory! Hallelujah! Glory to God. It's over to you, Pastor White.
God is victorious. God has sustained us. God has delivered us. God has expanded us. God has catapulted us. He is using us for his glory and his honor. We give God thanks. We give God praise. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard. It's EBS, El Shaddai Broadcasting Studios. January 2022, we give God thanks. God is spreading the word. And we give God thanks for the kingdom of God improving, increasing, spreading across the world. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And we give God thanks for the word of God, which is quick, which is powerful, at the entrance of which gives light, light and life. We give God thanks for the word. And that is the word that has sustained us throughout the year up to this point. Hallelujah. Let's hear it for the word of God. Hallelujah. We give God thanks for the word of God. And at this time, we would invite Elder Dennis to just pray before we invite Minister Kadeen to the podium to tell us what the Lord has laid on our heart, to share the word of God.
Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Father God, we give you thanks for today. Hallelujah. A day like today. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, how you have piloted us through. Mighty God, hallelujah, in spite of ourselves, mighty God, we give you thanks and we give you praise, mighty God, for your grace, your mercy, and your favor, oh God, that you have extended towards us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord, you have brought us through, mighty God, another year's journey, mighty God. It's nothing good, Lord, that we have done. It is all of your grace. And it's all of your mercy. Hallelujah. It's your grace and it's your mercy that is carrying us, mighty God, through. And we just give you thanks, mighty God. Hallelujah. This time, mighty God, we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Mighty God, for your servant, mighty God. Hallelujah. We give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. We commit her, mighty God, into your hands, Holy Father. Hallelujah. Lord, let her speak, mighty God, as an oracle. Mighty God, hallelujah. Lord, let self be slain. Mighty God, let you alone be seen. Hallelujah. Let you alone be glorified, mighty God. Hallelujah. That you would speak, mighty God, through her. May she be, Lord, a conduit, mighty God. Hallelujah. Through which, mighty God, you will speak unto your people, mighty God. Hallelujah. As the word said, mighty God, it's not by might and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, mighty God. Hallelujah. Your word also says the flesh profits nothing. Hallelujah. The words that you speak, they are spirit and they are life, mighty God. Hallelujah. Let the life-changing word, mighty God, come forth even now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, mighty God. Hallelujah. We shut down. We shut down, mighty God, any spirit, mighty God, that is not of you, mighty God, in this place, mighty God. Hallelujah. The only spirit that would speak, that will rule and reign in this place is the Holy Spirit, mighty God. Hallelujah. We declare this place, mighty God, a no fly zone, mighty God, a no movement zone, mighty God, for anything that is not of you, mighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. Let self be slain. Hallelujah. Let you alone be glorified. Let you alone be exalted, mighty God. Hallelujah, mighty God. Anoint our ears, mighty God, to hear, hallelujah, what your Holy Spirit is saying unto your church, mighty God. Hallelujah. Anoint our eyes, mighty God, with eyes salve, Lord, that we would see clearly what you are speaking and what you are showing and what you are declaring unto us, mighty God, that none of your word, mighty God, would fall to the ground. Hallelujah. That none of your word, mighty God, hallelujah, would fall on stony ground. None of your word, mighty God, would fall, mighty God. Hallelujah, mighty God, and be choked, hallelujah, by the deceitfulness of riches and sins, mighty God, that your word, mighty God, would fall on good ground, the soil of our hearts, hallelujah, even now, oh God, would be good ground. Hallelujah, mighty God, give us a heart, hallelujah, mighty God, that is tender, oh God, towards you, hallelujah, towards your word, mighty God, a heart, oh God, that would receive your word, mighty God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we give you praise, we give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you glory, Lord, we exalt your name. Hallelujah. Have your way, oh God. Let your kingdom come, your will be done, and let your name, oh God, be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and we give you thanks. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Can we give God a better praise than that? Come on, can we give the Lord a better praise than that? Let us just stand on our feet and just Shabbat the King of Kings and the Lord of all Lords, because indeed he is worthy. Indeed, he deserves the honor and he deserves the praise. So I can say, ain't no giving up, I've got to go on. Harder. I know
know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. We're telling the devil, ain't no giving up. I've got to go on. Go my way. Gets harder. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. One more time. No giving up. I've got to go on. Go my way. Gets harder. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. Sometimes I am tempted to lay down my cross. My burdens get heavy. My strength I have lost. But when I get on my knees and pray, and ask the Lord to show me the way, He gave me grace from my every need and strength to make it all the way. Ain't no giving up. I've got to go on. Go my way. Gets harder. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. But when I get on my knees and pray and ask the Lord to show me the way, He gave me grace from my every need and strength to make it all the way. Ain't no giving up. I've got to go on. Thumb my way gets harder. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. I know I can make it. So I just keep holding on. Hallelujah. We're telling the devil that there's ain't no giving up. I got to go on. Cadian, got to go on. Though the way gets harder, but when I get on my knees and pray and ask the Lord to show me the way, He gave me grace for my every need and strength to make it all the way. Ain't no giving up. I got to go on. Giving up. Ain't no giving up. Ain't no giving up. I got to go on. No surrendering. No retreat. No surrendering. No retreat. I have to use that song and encourage myself. The road is rocky. The road is rough. But like the woman in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 and 34. Turn your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 5. I will push. I will press. I must touch the hem of his garment. But when I get on my knees and pray and ask the Lord to show the way, He gave me grace for my every need and strength to make it all the way. Ain't no giving up. I got to go on. Though my way gets harder, I know I can make
I can make it, so I just keep holding on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us just stand on our feet for reverence to the word of God. Taken from Mark chapter 5, and we will read collectively from verse 25 to 34. When you all find it, you can say amen. Amen. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. But when she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. And he says, thy faith has made you whole. Go in peace and be whole of that plague. Eternal Father, we thank you for your word, mighty God. Let self be slain. Let you be lifted up. Let you be seen, mighty God. Take over, mighty God. Put the words in my mouth, mighty God, to minister unto your people as I minister unto myself, mighty God, that lives will be changed just by the touching of your garment, mighty God. You're omnipresent. You're the omnipotent God. You're everywhere all at once. As we just lift you up, we just bless your name. We just praise you. We give you all the glory, and we give you all the honor and the praise, and we tell you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Can I use for... a little topic, no giving up, no surrendering, no retreat, just to press and touch him. No surrendering, no giving up, no retreat, just press and touch him. So the word that was read a while ago, it says a woman, they didn't give her name, she had an issue, a problem for 12 years, a bleeding issue. But I'm posing the question to you tonight, what is your issue? It might not be a bleeding condition. It might be a financial issue. It may be a spiritual issue. I don't know. I am just sharing, what is your issue tonight? Are you ready to push? Are you ready to press to get rid of that issue? 2021 issue, we cannot take it over to 2022. We need to press into God to touch him. I can't depend on someone to touch God for me. I have to get myself in that place. I have to make up my mind, my will, and my emotion to press into God, to reach out and touch him. Do you need a touch from God? are you at the place to reach out and touch him? The woman, it says, for 12 years. Imagine that issue for 12 years. I can just imagine in that time you have a bleeding issue. No one wants to come near you. Everybody might be scorning you because we ladies know how that goes. I don't have to go into detail. But you may be ostracized because everybody might know your problem. But yet still, she knew and she had a made up mind that Jesus was coming into town and she cannot take it no longer. Are you fed up with your issue tonight? I can attest I am fed up with my issue. I can talk about me tonight that I have made up in my mind that there's no giving up. I am going to press towards the mark of the higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus. It might not be a bleeding issue, as I said before. Is it a spiritual issue? Is it a deceiving issue? Is it a trespassing issue? Is it a lying issue? Is it a children issue? Is it a financial issue? Is it a fear issue? What is your issue? Who are you taking your issue to? Are you ready to push to get rid of that issue? Or are you going to be steadfast and content in that situation? The all-knowing God already know that the lady was going to touch him, but he still called out, "Who touched me?" So basically, God is saying that we need to bring the issue before him. What is it that you are struggling with tonight? Are you going to go into 2022 the same way like how you were in 2021? I can attest, I sing the song and I made up in my mind that ain't no giving up. I am going to press. Is it pride is my issue? Is it fear? Is it not being content? What is your issue? I can turn the mirror on myself. So I quit so much time in my mind. I can give you my testimony, but I made up my mind to be like that woman. I am going to press because there's no giving up, because I want to see the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. So if it means that I need to get up and brush myself off, the song say, shape me, Lord, wake me, Lord, don't let me sleep too late. Are you still sleeping and not acknowledging your issue? Kadeen, are you still sleeping and not acknowledging your issue? The Lord said, "Who touched me?" She never touched him skin. She never touched him hand. The omnipresent, the all-knowing God that is everywhere all at once. The word says, she touched the hem of his garment. So a little hem, and the Lord know, because the Lord feel virtue leaving from his body. When we are reaching out to God to touch heaven, is virtue leaving God for us? Are we at that place for virtue to leave the Lord, for him to intercede and take precedence in our life, to take precedence within that issue? Are we touching heaven? Are we touching the Lord? Are we touching the Lord with our praise? Are we touching the Lord with our prayers? What are we doing? Do you ready to make the change to touch the Lord? Are you in denial that you're touching him and you're nowhere near? Is that the case with you, Kadeen? Are you ready to push? Are you ready to press? Are you saying there's no surrendering? Are you saying you're not going to retreat? Or when the enemy and his armies are coming against you, or when the flood is up against your neck, your back is against the wall, are you caving in? Or are you having it smooth and easy and dandy. You can put up your foot and relax, because I can tell you, if that is the case, something is wrong. Are you ready to push into God? The word further goes on to say that the lady's faith made her whole. Are you exercising your faith to touch the King of Kings this morning? Is the enemy telling you that your faith is nowhere near to touch the Lord? Let us send the enemy a reminder that you remember the mustard seed faith. You can look to the mountain and say, mountain, be thou removed. You can say to that Red Sea, be parted. Because the word of God tells me that he, the Lord thy God, has given us power and dominion over all things. Are you ready to use that power that Jesus Christ has given unto you to press, to not give in, to not surrender, to don't retreat? Are you ready to push? Are you ready to press? Are you ready to push? Are you ready to touch him for us to be made whole? I just encourage you tonight. Likewise, I encourage myself to continue to push. Enemy already lost, because guess what? Purpose can't die. We are approaching 2022, and we're not going into 2022 the same way where we were in 2021, because we are pushing, we are pressing towards the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Minister Dion, back to you.
Ain't no giving up, I've got to go on.
For that message. For that message. What issue do you have? Look in the mirror. What issue do you have? Are you ready to press? Are you ready to push? Are you ready to touch Jesus? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, we give God thanks. Sometimes we have some feedback, and the feedback that we should be giving right now is that, yes, Jesus, I'm gonna push. Hallelujah. So we, without further ado, we welcome Minister Antoinette to the podium to share what the Lord has laid on our heart.
Hallelujah. 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 Alive. Glory to God. Come on now, we're crossover. Must crossover. Do we? Hallelujah. Oh, me crossover. Oh, me crossover. My soul started to wander. My soul started. Oh, me cross over. Oh, cross over. Oh, me cross over. hallelujah. I could not cross over without Jesus. We all cross over. We are here because of his grace and his mercies towards us. We have crossed over. It may not be 12 o'clock, but we are in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. I am determined to follow Jesus. I am determined to hold on to the end. Jesus is with me. On him I can depend. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I am determined. Glory to God. Isaiah 40, 31 says, hallelujah. Matthew, can you put it up for me? Glory to God in the highest. Glory to the kings of kings. Glory to the Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Worthy is he to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. We are here only because he made a way. He made a way for you and he made a way for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 40, 31. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tonight we are here because we wait for the Lord. We expect from the Lord. And we hope in the Lord, and he shall indeed change and renew our minds. He strengthened us. He gave us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. He shall lift us up and mount us up with wings like an eagle. God closes unto us. He mounts upon us. He shall, because we are determined to run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. We shall not be tired. We shall not be tired. A lot of times we give up. Why do we give up? Why do we give up and we serve a true and living God? We serve a high and lifted up God. We serve the creator of the universe, but yet still we get weary. Yet still we slumber. Yet still we are awake, but we're still sleeping. But tonight we are all here because he, the Lord thy God, made a way. He made a way when it seems to be no way, when our backs was against the wall. And it looked with our natural eyes as if it was over. But guess what? He stepped in and he made a way. He made a way. That's why we are here today. Our circumstances did not captivate us. Come on now. We are alive. We are well. We are not crippled tonight. We can say hallelujah. We can shout to the hills. We can continue to look in to our helper. Because guess why? He is the kings of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the ending. When this year started, some of us wonder if we are going to make it. When we see some things with the natural, like we're not ram for use the natural. We're not ram for come out of the spiritual and just all up in the natural. And because of that, we miss a lot of things that God has in place for us because we keep looking with the natural. We stop walking in the spirit, but we walk in the flesh. And tonight I'm here to encourage us. Continue to look to the hills from whence cometh your help, knowing that your help only cometh from the Lord thy God. He's a God that never slumber. He's a God that never sleep. He's a God that is a mountain mover. He's a heavy load carrier. He's a burden bearer. That's the God in which we serve. We are here tonight because he made a way. He made a way for you and for me. He is God and God alone. He is God and God all by himself. He needs no help to be God. We are here only because he made a way. He made a way for us tonight to cross over to 2022. To what? 2022. Who could have told us that we are going to live to see 2022? We're not in the hospital tonight. And even those that are in the hospital, they're alive. They can be well because he's still in the healing business. We don't serve a God dead. God is not dead, but he's what? Alive. He is alive and well. And he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, and all things for us all away. Come on now. We don't serve a dead God. So tonight, we are here to just continue to look to him. Because he alone can make the way. He alone can do all that we need him to do. So tonight I encourage us to look to the hills and be determined to follow Jesus. Hold on to the end. Hold on to the end. No matter what storm clouds may rock, let your anchor hold in Jesus. Have a great night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And if you're just joining us, we give thanks that you're able to do so. And we are also extending a warm welcome to those persons who may be in the hospital at this time. And we charge you to be encouraged with this word. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Know that God has not forgotten you. You are remembered, and be encouraged by this word. We next have to address us with the word of God. We ask Elder Dennis to make her way to the podium. Oh, my apologies, Minister Lawson. You haven't got away tonight. So make your way to the podium, man of God. So we give God thanks for Minister Lawson. Amen. Just
glory be to God. Hallelujah.
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 If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to give thanks and praise because we are about to step over into 2022. Hallelujah. A mighty long way, Lord. A mighty long way. Lord, you brought me a mighty long way. You brought me through sickness. You brought me through pain. You brought me through sorrow. You brought me through pain. A mighty long way, Lord. A mighty long way. Lord, you brought me a mighty long way. A mighty long way, Lord, a mighty long way. Lord, you brought me a mighty long way. You brought me through sickness, you brought me through pain. You brought me through sorrow, you brought me through shame. A mighty long way, Lord, a mighty long way. Lord, you brought me
a mighty long way. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. The devil lose again. One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Psalms 24. Psalms 124. We're going to read from verse 1 to the end. Psalms 124 and verse 7. We're going to read from 1 to the end. Yes. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord on my side, me where would I be? Where would I be? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We all find it, say amen.
Amen.
Psalms 124, verse 7. We're going to read from 1 to 8. And we can read alternately. Can we both stand for the reading? We all read. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quickly. When their wrath and kindled against us, then the waters had overwhelmed us, streamed and gone over our soul. Then the proud waters has gone over soul. Blessed be the Lord, he has not given the free to their teeth. Our soul escaped as a bird of the broad, as lawyers and all escaped of the Lord who maketh heaven and earth. Hallelujah. You may be seated. We read from 1 to 8. We are going to focus on verse 7. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. Brothers and sisters, take a look back and see what we have been through this year. And see how the Lord has fashioned us. We have escaped through the pandemic and whatever they are doing. Brothers and sisters, it's time for our time to set our mind on Christ Jesus. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Man think that they can control the earth, but God is the creator of this earth. When man says over, God is just about to take over, brother and sister. Brothers and sisters, don't give up. We are stepping over into 2022. On my way here, this verse come up to me. Still looking at verse 7. Our soul had escaped. Think what you have been through 2021. How you have escaped and how the Lord has paved the way for you. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be tonight? Think about it. Have you ever think about the narrow escapes? Can you imagine a bird that locked up in a cage and when the door pull, how he fly out? That is how about the escape. The fowlers will escape. Look at what is happening now. They said that the vaccine cannot work. We have escaped it. The Lord has stepped in and take over. Because man thinks that he could control everything. He thinks he can control people. But God is the ruler of our soul. So all we have to do is set our mind on him and steadfast and step over into 2022 with God on our mind. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, I'm encouraging you tonight to take full control of the Lord in your life as we step over into 2022. Amen. And we'll hand over to Minister Dale.
Hallelujah. We give God thanks. This psalm is an on-time psalm. And this, I think, embodies what we have gone through for the year 2021. This is a signature psalm. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? Amen. And so you may be there sitting before the screen, or you may be listening, and I'm sure you are contemplating that. Where would I have been? Because God has been our deliverer. Amen. 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 Right. So we give God thanks for that word. And I hope that you are taking in everything that is being shared. Amen. We now invite Elder Dennis to the podium to share as well what the Lord has laid on her heart. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good night, everyone. How are we today? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We give God thanks for another day in the house of the Lord. As David said, I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. We are privileged to be in the house of the Lord. We are privileged to be called by his name. We are privileged. Hallelujah. But we don't even understand how privileged we are. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew, can you bring up Hebrews 3 for me, please? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hebrews 3 from verse 6. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 6, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand for the reading of the word of the Lord. We're going to go down to verse 19. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's read together. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end? Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today,
lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold fast, beginning of our confidence, steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but them not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Praise the name of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. There in this passage of scripture, we are being admonished by Paul. Hallelujah. Because there was a set of people, the children of Israel, they were in bondage in Egypt. They cried out to the Lord for deliverance. The Lord sent a deliverer to them in the form of Moses. Praise the name of the Lord. But over 2 million people were quote unquote delivered from out of Egypt. They left out of Egypt. When they crossed the Red Sea, they sang praises unto God. They rejoiced before the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the Lord overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and he allowed them to pass through that Red Sea on dry land in the midst of the sea. The Lord parted the sea and brought them over. But guess what? As much as they were rejoicing, hallelujah, that they had been delivered from out of Egypt, they had a problem. Egypt was not delivered out of them. Hallelujah. So they perplexed God. Hallelujah. To the point where he became angry with them. There was many a time when he wanted to just destroy them, and Moses had to step in and intercede on their behalf, reminding him that it was he that brought them out. Hallelujah. But they kept on provoking. As the scripture said, the Lord said 40 years long. He tried with them for 40 years, but they just did not get it. They just did not get it for 40 years long, till he became weary. He became weary with them. Hallelujah. Now, all of us in here, those of us who have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we are also on a journey through the wilderness. And there is a promise that is made to us, that if we hold fast our confession unto the end, then, hallelujah, we will get to be in heaven with the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. But just as over 2 million people left out of Egypt, and only 2 persons got to go in the promised land, not even Moses got to go in the promised land. Hallelujah. We cannot afford to take nothing for granted. Hallelujah. The scripture that stuck with me, the Lord repeated it twice in that scripture, in verse 7 and 8 and verse 15. It says, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Hallelujah. Harden not your hearts. I sent a clip in the women's group. Hallelujah. It was a testimony of a gentleman was delivering it on behalf of his friend. Hallelujah. Both of them were pastors serving the Lord. Hallelujah. The wife, she took the vaccine and it had an adverse effect on her body to the point where she ended up in hospital. And while in the hospital, she was on her way to dying and the Lord Jesus Christ came and visited with her. Hallelujah. And spoke with her and told her that if she died today, she would be going straight to hell. She would not be going with him. And she was there pleading with the Lord, saying, but Lord, both my husband and I are pastors, and we do this and we do that, and our children are saved, and X, Y, Z. She was there pleading her cause before the Lord. And the Lord pointed out certain things to her where they had fallen short. As much as they were pastors, they had fallen short. And one of the things that he pointed out was that they always came to church late. Always come to church late. They make a grand entrance. Hallelujah. To the point where the focus of the church was on them and not on the Lord. But some persons ran away with just that. That was the one that the man highlighted. But the man said there were several things. But the man just highlighted the late coming. Hallelujah. Sometimes we take things so light. We take things for granted. We think that we are okay because they thought they were okay. They are pastors. They must serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Them preaching on a Sunday. Them, I guess they would have ministry where them go feed poor and do all manner of stuff. But yet still, the Lord was not pleased and told them, admonished them, that if she died, no, that's the mercy of God, because he did not have to say anything. Hallelujah. He could just have allowed her to die and go wherever. But the Lord was merciful to her to point out to her the shortcomings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And she was receptive to the correction that the Lord was giving to her. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm encouraging us to ensure that our hearts are kept tender before God, and that we be quick to repent when we are convicted of sin. Amen? Stop siding with our flesh. Stop siding with our flesh. And you know how you side with your flesh? You make excuses. You try to defend a position. Hallelujah. Allow our flesh to be crucified. Amen. Hallelujah. Better our flesh get crucified now and we end up at the right place. Hallelujah. Than we give way to all we feel and what we think and end up at the wrong place. Amen. Stop making excuses for the flesh by saying it's because of this or it's because of that. Hallelujah. We need to learn to humble ourselves. Sometimes we think that we are always right and that we are okay, but what if we think is wrong? Have we considered the possibility that we are not okay? I'm reminded of the rich young ruler who kept all the law from his youth. Hallelujah. He kept all the law. Amen. Hallelujah. But when Jesus looked at him, the scripture says, Jesus, Mark 10, verse 17 to 20, 22, sorry. Jesus looked at him and loved him and said, you lack one thing. I mean, you're doing everything. I mean, you're not envying nobody. You know, do this, you know, do that. Hallelujah. You know, but he said, you lack one thing. What is that one thing that I might be lacking? What is that one thing that I think I am okay, but I am lacking? Amen? Hallelujah. When we are admonished, what is our attitude?
are we going to hold on to what we know or are accustomed to? We cannot see everything. Amen? We don't see everything about us. There are things about me that people see that I don't see. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. We need to submit our lives to the Holy Spirit and allow him to search our hearts. But also the Lord instituted, and not just the Holy Spirit addressing the things within us, but the Lord also instituted another failsafe for us in, as it were. In Hebrews 13 verse 17, it says that we should obey them that have the rule over us and submit ourselves, for they watch for our souls. When the Lord said to Cain that he is his brother's keeper, we are also our brother's keeper. Amen? Amen. Are we going to see our brother going to walk off of a cliff and allow him to walk off of that cliff and not say anything to them? Or are we going to be so proud that only some people can speak to us and some people cannot speak to us? Remember that Ass spoke to Balaam. When he was all up in himself, the Lord allowed a donkey to talk to him. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Lord will speak to our children. Hallelujah. And some people love to shut up children, chat too much. Amen? But the Lord speaks through various channels, but he has also set persons over us. Hallelujah. They watch for our souls. They see things that you don't even see. Hallelujah. Maybe you're okay now, but they see down the road. Hallelujah. There is something in me that if it stay in me, when I buck up that thing down the road, it's going to throw me over. It's going to floor me. But I don't see it, but they see. Because, hallelujah, they watch over our souls. We need to submit ourselves. Amen? Amen. Submit ourselves to correction. Submit ourselves to instruction. Hallelujah. Because guess what? They have to give an account for their stewardship over you. So when things go wrong with you, they have to give an account. So the scripture says that we must make them do it with joy. That means stop giving them problems and trouble. That they can do it with joy, not with grief. For it is unprofitable for us. Amen? Sometimes we forget who the enemy is. Who the real enemy is. And we start to look at each other. Hallelujah. As if that person is trying to harm me, or that person trying to get at me or something. And we have off, as Jamaican people say, them have off people. Yeah? Hallelujah. Them have you off. I'm not vexed with you, you know. I'm just not into you. Yeah. I'm not into you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Because we always seem to be allowing the enemy to win. Remember me say? Stop taking sides with the flesh. Amen? Amen. Stop making excuse for the flesh. If our flesh are flesh, and what is flesh to be done? Crucify. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. We all have one common enemy, and it's not each other. Hallelujah. It's not each other. We have one common enemy. We need to get that. Hallelujah. It's not brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so. It's not the pastor. One common enemy. Hallelujah. As the scripture says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. Instead of dealing with the spirit, hallelujah, we're dealing with flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you know that, hallelujah, we can see in the spiritual realm, but sometimes when that sister or that brother getting on your last nerve is like a demon sitting on them shoulder and I say certain things, and I speak certain things. Are you there? Tagataga with the person instead of address that spirit that is at work. Amen. Yes. The spirit that is at work. Hallelujah. We need to lift ourselves, mighty God. Hallelujah. From the low plane. No man. Get wise. Get wise. Even in husband and wife relationship. They sit down on the shoulder, same way. Yeah, and you know, say. And then you start. When that spirit whispers something to you, you never see the person that way, you know. But when that spirit whispers certain words, you start. Look, because guess what? Words have power. They can change your perspective. You will look at things in a positive light and some negative words come and all of the positivity fly away and you start seeing things differently. Hallelujah. Let us be wise, as the Lord says, as serpents and harmless as doves. Stop fighting physical battles. Hallelujah. Remember, we are spirits. First and foremost, we have a soul and we live in a body. Hallelujah. We are spirit first. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be unto the Most High God. Come out of the flesh. We say it all the time, and yet still we don't realize that we're still in the flesh. We're saying the words, but we're not executing. Amen. Hallelujah. We are spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So come out of the flesh. You notice in that same verse, it says, I forgot which verse, it says, their carcasses, fell in the wilderness because God not deal with flesh. The scripture says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Stop putting so much emphasis on the flesh. Hallelujah. Put the emphasis on the spirit man. And remember that we have one common enemy. The enemy of our soul. The scripture says he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And we cannot move forward whether in a marriage, whichever kind of relationship you have, you cannot move forward with schisms, with issues. Issues have to die. Flesh have to die. We have to kill flesh and allow the Spirit of God to reign. Hallelujah. Scripture says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. And there is unity. Hallelujah. If we want to be on one accord, hallelujah, we have to allow flesh to die. We have to allow the flesh to die. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory be unto the Most High God. So do not harden our hearts. Let our hearts be tender before the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says their hearts were hardened because of the deceitfulness of sin. That's why I said be quick to repent. The longer I take to repent is the harder my heart gets in a particular area. Be quick to repent. Hallelujah. And take a posture of humility. All when and never me wrong. All when and never me wrong. Hallelujah. Allow the Spirit of God to reign in us. Amen. Praise the not another spirit. No other spirit. The Spirit of God. Amen. Not entertain no other spirit. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. These are my words. Hallelujah. Laid on my heart in Jesus' name. Praise the name of the Lord.
I echo somebody's words. Thank you, Jesus. We just give God thanks for that, and we trust that you have been encouraged by this word and that you have been encouraged by all the messages that have come up before now. And if you miss them when the program is done, you can just you know, sit back and relax and go through them again. It will be recorded for you to enjoy at another time. But we give God thanks that we are being charged to hold fast to our confession to the end, and we must submit our lives to the Holy Spirit, and that we have one common enemy, and that is the enemy of our soul, Satan himself. But God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so we continue to look to the Lord for the next person, who is Elder Wind, to share more truth with us. Amen. Amen.
Bless the name of Jesus. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. With all those words, we can now pronounce a benediction, right? Yes. I hope no heart is hardened inside here. We are here for souls. Bless the name of Jesus. And Jesus is in the midst, and he's here to bless. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Jesus shall lead me night and day. Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me. When I remember Calvary, Jesus shall lead me now.
Glory, Lord.
Jesus shall lead me all the way. He is the truest friend to me. When I remember Calvary.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Let us keep our eyes on Calvary tonight. That's where we will find the answer. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. My topic tonight to you, to encourage your heart, is be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. The Lord says, be still and know that I am God. There's nothing impossible to him. Nothing at all is impossible. Bless the name of Jesus. The scripture reading comes to us from Psalm 46. And our focus will be on verse 10, but we'll just read to the end. We'll ask you all to stand in the presence of the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Psalm 46. Read thus. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed
And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Bless the name of Jesus. You can all be seated. Praise God. Bless God. This psalm teaches us that whenever disaster strikes and it seems like all hope is lost, that God can handle in his will, in his own good time and way, things which seem like total disasters to us. Many times a person is searching for the will of God in their lives. They have ambition, goals, and dreams. And you ask yourself the question, what am I to do with my life? And the answer comes back. God has a plan for each life. Be still and know that God will reveal his plan at the right time. It doesn't matter what the situation is. When you focus on the Lord, he will give you his direction. He will give you his directives. He will tell you where to go and where not. You are to be still. And when you are be still, you are to be quiet in a place where you can hear from the Lord. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. Many times problems arise, delays come, detour signs appear. Some persons want to write off, some persons want to give up. I can't bother. This is just it. But the Lord is saying, be still and know that I am God. We worry, how are we going to accomplish our goals? But if we put our will, everything in the hand of God, then everything will be in the right place. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. The answer comes back to us. God specializes in miracles if we give it to him. If you give God your situation, your problems, then he can handle it. He can deal with it. He can solve it. And then the problems will be relieved from you. The stress will be gone from you. You don't have that to worry about. The word of God said, cast your cares upon me because I care for you. So if you give God everything, there's nothing for you to worry about. He says if he provides for the birds of the air, the grass of the field, what more so you? We are his handmaid. Why wouldn't he care for you? Some of us are so wretched and undone, and God still loves us. He still stretched down his hands for us. So what are we worrying about? I'm encouraging myself also, because there are times when I worry. But the Lord said, just give it to me. Don't worry about tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow brings, because he holds the future. He knows about our tomorrow. We don't know. So he said we must live today as it's the last day. Don't think about tomorrow. You may be choosing the partner to buy a house for tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow brings. We have to give it to the Lord. You have a piece of bread. May I leave this for tomorrow? You don't need to leave it for tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow brings. The Lord is the same provider today, is the same provider tomorrow. So when we see tomorrow, we say, yes, Lord, thank you to see tomorrow. And there's never a tomorrow, because if I say tomorrow is today. There's never a tomorrow. It's always a today. We think about tomorrow, but think about it. Yeah, you're anticipating tomorrow, but when tomorrow comes, it's today. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless God. Just like Moses and Israel at the Red Sea, the Lord said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. When he spoke to Moses, the hardest thing a person can do, bless the Lord, we are prone to talk, to defend ourselves, as Elder Dennis just said, to justify our failures and to condone our defeats. But the psalm is clear, be still and know that I am God. Be still means get quiet and sit tight. Jesus commended Mary because she sat quietly at his feet. And he condemned Martha because she was too busy. She didn't have time to sit at Jesus' feet to hear what he's saying. She was busy body doing things up and about, and worrying about the cares of this world. Then she started to rebel. Why Martha here? And why whatever? And why whatever? She didn't get the time to sit and to listen to what God was saying. She was up and about doing her thing. How much of us up and about doing our thing, and we're not listening to what God is saying to us? Let us be still and know that God is God. Whatever our situation, whatever cares of life we are having, just give it to Jesus. Give it all to him. Put at the foot of the cross and say, God, this is it. I'm giving you all my burden. He said, take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. We're supposed to know that song. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. The word know means voluntary observation. You want to know something. So you're going to think about it. You're going to listen to hear what is happening. Bless the Lord. We must wait before we work. Sit before we serve and know before we can teach. Sometimes we want to run ahead and do things. We don't know how to serve, but we want to serve. We have to sit and be taught how to serve. We need to sit and be taught how to teach. We just jump up and we want to do this and we want to do that. And when it becomes a burden, we start to mumble, we start to grumble, we start to get fit. Because we did not wait. We did not stay in the mold for God to make us. We just want to run ahead and do stuff. But the Lord is saying we must sit before we serve and know before we can teach. You cannot give what you don't have. You cannot give what you don't have. So just as Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, we need to sit there too. Bless the Lord. That I am God. Notice the great I am is speaking. I am God. Nothing can take away from that. He's declaring that he is God. Him can take any problem, any situation, just put it on him. Him can deal with it. Bless the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. I am whatever you need. I am the I am that I am. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the Elohim. I am everything. Whatever you need, it is in God. Whatever we need tonight, it is all in God. It is all wrapped up in God. So we don't need to go and search anywhere. Just seek the Lord. And we will find anything that we are looking for. It is in him. If you need a wife, it is in him. If you need a husband, it is in him. And the best of the best is in him. If you want a camouflage, it's out of him. The devil says, if you cast yourself down, I give you all of this. It is only temporal. But when God gives it to you, it is there to stay. No thief can come and take it. Not nobody, nothing, no demon in hell can come and touch it. Because it's God give it to you. Whenever the enemy come and touch you, it's because you're out of the presence of God. Because you are out of him, that's why the devil come and touch you. But when you're wrapped up in God, him only can come and show up himself, but he can't come nowhere near you. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So remember tonight, people of God, be still and know that God is God. There is no shadow of turning in him. There is no doubt in God. There is no fear in God. Whatever you're searching for tonight, it is all in God. Harden not your heart tonight, nor stiffen not your necks tonight. Let that stony heart become flesh, and let every word penetrate your heart tonight. Let every word that released from this pulpit penetrate your heart tonight and find root in there where it can germinate and bear good fruit, and we can be drawn closer to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are in 2022 spiritually, but physically it's just a couple minutes away. What will your answer be for 2022? What will your answer be for 2022? Is it that we're on the shallow, or we're going to delve deep in God? What will your answer be for 2022? Are you going to live the same way as you're living? Or are we going to change over and say, Lord, I surrender all to you. This is my will, my emotions, my everything. This is everything that I have. I give it to you, Lord. Let us seek the Lord while he may be found. Let us call upon him while he is near. Bless the name of Jesus. Do not take his grace for granted. Don't take his mercy for granted. Let us hearken unto the voice of the Lord tonight. And if we are in wrong with the Lord, let us make it right. Let us fix anything that is wrong in our life. Let us fix it right. Because God is still stretching out his hand. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise God. People of God, let us be still and know that God is God. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be still and know that God is God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be to the Most High God. At this time, we welcome Pastor Dion White, who will bring forth the next word. Just receive her with a God bless you in Jesus' name.
Bless the name of the Lord. Good night to you all, and good night to those persons streaming live with us. It's so good that you are here with us, and I really hope that you are being richly blessed. This is a lot of word, and we receive it wholeheartedly, and I trust that you do too. As for my portion,
before God, I was pondering what to share. And I was reading the book of Nehemiah. When I was reading it, when you read the Bible, sometimes you hear, and this one begot that one, and this one begot that one, and this one begot that one, and sometimes we just drop, we're just, all right, next, and we ignore it, and we go to the place that we think would be have the story. Yeah, so it's all right, we don't know them names there, them sound like them have all the alphabet in there. And all right, okay, them somebody they have somebody, that's the point. I will move on. But it just struck me, I said, why God is putting in this genealogy? That's what's the word, that's the name of the word, the genealogy, it's a record. So why is he doing this? And in the book of Nehemiah, we all know the story about Nehemiah. He's the king's cupbearer, and he was distressed over Jerusalem being broken down, and he got favor with the king to go and repair the walls. So it says in Nehemiah 1 verse 3 that the walls were burnt with fire, and it was broken down. So he had that God moved upon him. He was in mourning. He was really distressed over it, and he went and started to do the work of building up back the walls. So in Nehemiah 3 now, we see where he's telling, and that's where I will ask Matthew to put up Nehemiah 3 verses 1 to 8. We really give God thanks for the word, because he teaches us in different ways from different angles, so Nehemiah 3, and he's talking about the priests, and they're building up the different walls, and they're building up the different gates, right? So it says, then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they builded the sheep gate, they sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Meah. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananel. Now, throughout the entire chapter, it speaks of different gates that they are building up. And in the interest of time, we won't go through the all of it, because some chapters have like 73 verses. But essentially, there are several gates to the holy city, and Jerusalem is the holy city. So Nehemiah at this point in time had already gone through the Sanballat and Tobias and Gershom episode, where they were trying to withstand him to build a wall. And the point of this all is that I'm going to jump to Nehemiah 7 verse 6 to 4. Nehemiah 7 verse 6 to 4. That verse is that's in the chapter with the whole heap of verses. So Nehemiah is talking with them, he's working with them, and he's getting things done, because he withstood Sanballat and Tobias, because they were trying to undermine the work, and so he employed strategy to get the work done. So when they are now, at a place where they progress is being made and so on, it says that they earlier in that chapter it had some genealogy talking about the number of children, counting and telling who was who and who they're related to and who did which part of the gates and which part of the sanctuary and so on. So this verse now says that they sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, that were there by the record, but it was not found. Therefore were they, as polluted, put from the priesthood. So this is what happened. They were there busy, these group of persons. In verse 63, if you could go before Matthew, it says, and of the priests, the children of Habia, the children of Koz, the children of Barzillai, which took one of the daughters of Barzillai, the Gilead, to wife, and was called after their name.
These sought their register among those that were reckoned by genealogy, but it was not found. They were therefore as polluted, put from the priesthood. So they're busy working with Nehemiah and doing this marvelous work, and then guess what? Their name not in the record. It's being said that they are not part of them. So I said, my God, can you imagine you're in Christendom, you help build God's kingdom, you are God upon crusade, you're going to do deliverance, you're coming to preach the word, and then when you're here, so the word that came to me when I was thinking of this is counted. We need to be counted. We need to be counted by God. What are we counting? Some of us counting the cars and counting the house and what have you. And in Christendom, some of us may jolly well be there, but you know, when in the New Testament, when the wedding feast is there and a man coming in some strange clothes, and they say to him, how did you get in here like this? You shouldn't have been in here. And throw him out. We don't want to be thrown out. We want to be in right position. We want to be like Nehemiah. Nehemiah was working. He was being withstood by the enemy, but he had his weapon in his hand and his tool in the other hand. So yes, there is opposition going to be coming, and the enemy will forever be opposing the work. So dress up like Nehemiah, but have your name in the book of Lamb's Book of Life, so that when the Lord call upon us, we can be there, our name can be there, we can be present, we can be counted. And if you notice, Jesus' genealogy is in Matthew, and he take the pain to show us how they are related. And he takes the pain to say that when we come to him, we are now joint heirs with Jesus, so we are related. So God is big on relationship, and he loves us, but he is after a work, because you notice that Nehemiah is repairing the walls. And so we are in a body of at this part of the vineyard where we are called to do our work, and the walls are broken down. But we need to be with a weapon in our hand and with a tool in our hand. No, Sanballat and Tobias always are trying to do something, but we must have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And so I encourage you that as we go through, there's not only the gates of the church, but there are physical gates as well, our spiritual gates. So the word of God in Proverbs said we must guard our gates. So we physically guard our gates, and we spiritually guard our gates, and we guard the gates, guard the work. That's what Nehemiah was also doing by having the tools, and he strategized. So wherever it is that we are called to serve, know that God has use for you. And don't be sitting in the house of God and you do not know what you are called to do. And you don't want the register to call and your name not in the Lamb's Book of Life. So, and interestingly, I came across Daniel 12 verse 1. It says, and at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble. We are now in a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book. So even as we are going through a trying time, let us have our calling and election sure, so that God can deliver us through this time. He has delivered us to this time. Let us keep focus and keep our faith in God and be found wanted, counted of God. So when God count and doing him check off, your name must be there, my name must be there, we must be there, present, tick, well done, good and faithful servant. Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. Let us make sure that we are counted. It's a sad state. Working, 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 working. And at the end of the day, your name is not recorded. It's like all that you have done would have been in vain. Hallelujah. So we must ensure that we don't miss any of the steps. The foundation It says, give your life to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. If you will confess your sins, hallelujah, with your mouth and believe in your heart, hallelujah. But it also says, move on after you have done that, baptize. Move on after you have done that, hallelujah, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't leave out any of the steps. We need to make sure our calling and our election sure. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory be unto the Most High God. Hallelujah. At this time, our next our evangelist / pastor will be delivering the word, and we welcome Evangelist Rose Fellows to the podium in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Has God been good to anyone tonight?
Hallelujah.
Has God been good to anybody tonight? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the conquering Savior. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, who was and is to come. The immortal, the invisible, the only wise God. He alone is worthy to be praised tonight. Tonight I greet heaven. I greet the Father, the Son, and the sweet Holy Ghost, who is the director of our lives. Hallelujah to Jesus. I greet the set man of this house, Apostle Mark Wint. Praise the Lord. I greet Elder Pastor Wint in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I greet all the officers tonight. I greet all the saints of God. I greet social media tonight. I greet England tonight. Hallelujah to Jesus. I greet the people in France tonight. Happy New Year in Africa. Glory be to God in the highest. Tonight, I just want to greet you all in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our soon coming King. Glory be to God. And tonight I could just come up here and pronounce the benediction, because the Holy Ghost has spoken, but I must do what I was told to do. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. I walk with my hallelujah in it. So if you don't want to say it, me alone will say it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory be to God. The psalmist said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. And who sometimes I join with my sister and say, I wonder our crossover. Glory be to God. I just can't praise God one time, because when I start praising him, I remember where he brought me from. So I got to give him some more glory. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praises be unto the Most High God. And tonight I just want to speak to you for a few minutes from the book of Judges 16 verses 1 through to 6. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Praises be unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Just stand with me. Judges 16 verses 1 through to 6. Praise God. To God be all the glory and all the honor and all the worship and all the praise. Praise God. One, two, read. Then went Samson to Gaza and saw there an harlot and went in unto her. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him in and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. And Samson lay till midnight, and arose at midnight,
and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts and went away with them, bar and all, and put them upon his shoulders and carried them up to the top of an hill that is before Hebron. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came.
Some of us, some traps were set in 2021. Hallelujah to Jesus. But the enemy don't count me out. Glory be to God. We're going into 2022. You might be in the prison cell. Tell the enemy, don't count you out. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, when a fight is set, thank you, sir. When a fight is set, it might be set for 12 rounds. You know, your processing might be set, Elder Dennis, for 6 months. Glory be to God. But the enemy would have wanted to step in at the second month and chew your nana dinner for coke. Him said, look, your man, remember, count her out. Look at her, so she has served God. But I come here to tell somebody tonight, don't you dare count me out. My shoes might be lean, but don't count me out, because I know who Jehovah Jireh is. He is my provider. Glory be to God. I might be going through my process, but don't count me out. I said, don't count out El Shaddai. We're going next door with the radio station. Don't count me out. Hallelujah. Okay, sir. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Don't count us out.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Oh, and all my life you Glory be to God. If we lay aside every besetting sin and everything that would want to hinder us. If you come with the steel and me come with the hammer and you come with the cement and the next one come with the sun, the house of God must build in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us, hallelujah to Jesus, in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verses 1 through to 7, the Bible tells us of a widow. Glory be to God. Her husband was a man of God. And when she heard that the prophet was in town, glory be to God. You know, in that time, the community counted her out. Hallelujah to Jesus. She went to the man of God and she said, man of God, you know, my husband, he died, but he loved God. He was a man who feared God, and he owed some money. Hallelujah to Jesus. She said, the debt, the creditors, they are coming to take my sons because they have already counted me out. Glory be to God. I said, sometimes nothing not going on, and the enemy start to count you out. Hallelujah to Jesus. But when she said to the man of God, she said, they are coming to take my sons. And the man of God said, what do you have in your house? She said, I don't have a thing in my house. You know, so sometimes the house run empty. But tell the enemy, don't count me out. Don't count me out. You open the cupboard and you start to speak to some things in the cupboard. And you command the four winds of the earth to start to supply your need according to his riches in glory. Because the Bible tells us that power is in our mouth. Glory be to God. And when the man of God asked her what she had in the house, and she said, I only have a little oil. The man of God said, go and borrow some vessels. I know that in 22 I'm going to be borrowing some vessels. Hallelujah to Jesus. I know that in 22, no matter what the forecasters say, I know with all of my heart that I'm going to be borrowing some vessels. He said, don't borrow one or two, borrow quite a few. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when she borrowed the vessel and she came to the man of God, the man said, go in with your two sons and shut the door. You know, when you run out of money, you can shut the door. Did you know that when the house run out of food, you can shut the door? Hallelujah to Jesus. When you go in and you shut the door, God start to give you revelation. Things start to come like you are a dreamer. Things start to come like you are a prophet. You never know your born with the prophetic. Just shut the door. Tonight I want to implore social media. Yeah, you might be in the prison. Things might be going real down low for you. Some of us, we are so depressed. Glory be to God. But tonight, let me tell you something. The Lord did not give you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love and of a sound mind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, tonight you can take up your bed and walk and tell the enemy, don't count you out, because as long as there's God in heaven, there is a way. Hallelujah to Jesus. And as long as you have life, there is hope. So tell the devil tonight, don't count you out. God bless you in Jesus' name. Accept Pastor White in care of the Holy Ghost.
Don't count me out.
Hallelujah.
Tell your neighbor, said, don't count me out. I know that Pastor Fella said the enemy, but tell your neighbor, don't count me out. So we're hearing the word count again. So we give God thanks that he has blessed us. He has filled us. He has ministered to us. There must be something in each message for you. There must be. The word of God is powerful. And we are going to be ministered to yet. And so at this point in time, we hand over to Apostle Mark Wint, who will be giving the Rhema word. More, raining more. God is raining on us today. Give God thanks. We're starting 2022 with an abundance of the word of God. And that's awesome. That's an excellent foundation on which to stand. And so we invite you to welcome the man of God to the podium and to encourage him as he comes. And we just give God thanks as you stand. We give God thanks, sir.
Praise the Lord. Come on, clap your hands and
Just clap your hands. Give God the praise. I'm just going to punch quickly because we're working with time now. Amen. Come on, put your hands together. Give God the praise. Come on, little ones. Put your hands together. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, social media land. Coming to you from El Shaddai, Prophetic Deliverance Ministries International. On behalf of the council and the presbytery, on behalf of the executive members and the executive board and the membership of this church, Happy New Year. Come on, put your hands together. Give God the praise. I'm just going to run down memory lane with you quickly, and I'm going to release a word. And some of you, as the word go forth, something is going to drop off you. You're going to just drop off you. Whatever the devils have placed upon you will just drop off you. Nobody has to lay hands upon you. Come on now. But whatever the devil has placed upon you will drop off you. And whatever is set up in the demonic for you will be judged as the word go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to just share some things with you from the year has begun last year at this time. The Lord told us that it's a year of the demonic, and the Lord has guided us in according and told us specific time and season when we will see the acceleration of demonic activities and events. We saw that. The Lord told us about satanic legislations that will be imposed to bring oppression upon the employees within the work sector. We saw that. And then the Lord showed us, as a matter of fact, he has given us his promise. And I just want to ask anyone here, if you or your family members have gotten this COVID-19. If so be, let me see your hand. Any one of you? Lord Jesus. You sure? Because the Lord told us that this plague is not for his people. He said it's for the heathen. Oh Lord. And the Lord gave us his word, and he said, none of these diseases that is upon the Egyptians that you know it shall come upon thee. And the Lord gave us prophetic notations. And for us to activate the prophetic, when salt and olive oil was dedicated and we were to anoint our tongues and our forehead, and he told us what to do with the salt, and he told us what to do with the olive oil, and up to this day, neither us nor our loved ones were overtaken by COVID-19. Put your hands together, now, man. Glory to God. Now, we are not here to condemn anyone, but this church stands
Americans resolute not to take the COVID-19 vaccination. Because the Lord told us not to do so. So can I tell you something? We hear some pastors telling their congregation that they can do whatever they want to do. But can I tell you something? In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 2 and chapter 3 of Ezekiel, the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and he said, hear the words at my mouth and give them warning from me. God's people who are sanctified ought not to be engaged in what is considered to be sorcery, which is pharmacia, which is a bewitched spirit that will ravish your health. Oh. So I have a responsibility to sound an alarm upon this holy mountain. So, are you ready for the word of the Lord to you tonight? I'm going to use 10 minutes. I'm going to blow this place down. Glory to God. I want you to turn your Bibles quickly with me to 2 Thessalonians chapter 6. And when you find it, you say, hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. It's all right. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 6.
Hallelujah.
Now, last year, 2021, was a year of the demonic. I'm going to just breathe something to you quickly. You were already in 2022, because in the Jewish calendar it is 5782, and you're now in what is called the Shemitah year, which is called the year of the mouth. Now listen to me. You shall decree a thing in 2022, and it shall be. So can I tell you something now? Whatsoever you speak with your mouth, then the Lord shall perform it with his hands. So when I sat down there, I said, Lord, what must I tell your people? And the Lord said, keep your eyes on me. Not on the governments, not on the economy. Come on, I hear some people talking about famine. Let me tell you something. As I live on this earth, there shall not be a famine in Jamaica. Oh, you're joking inside here. Oh, you don't understand what is happening in here. I got the power to overthrow the order of man. Rapakata. Come on, saints of the living God. Let me tell you, the other side of God that is about to unleash in the air. 2022. Look up on the board and let me read this word to you. I hear the Lord say, tell my people that as much as I am garnering souls for my kingdom, but there is the hand of judgment that is coming. So let me get in the word for you. Lord Jesus, what happened, my son? You're dead today.
Warm, you now work with your daddy today. You gotta work with your daddy today, you know, because I'm gonna tell you what is about to happen. Look at this. He said, seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation. Come on, who trouble you? Me say, who trouble you? You look like you have some, you were going through a nice season. And it seemed like you have everything all right. But I got enemies all over. I got enemies that compass me about. Come on, man, but I hear the Lord said, it is a righteous thing. In this 2022, there is a battalion of warring angels that shall dispense upon the nations. Repokotaya. Lord Jesus, church fast asleep in here. Come on, man, you're fast asleep inside here. I gotta show you something. Watch this. In Psalm 35, Lord, I hear the psalmist is saying, he said, plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. In verse 3, he said, draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Where are you in this place? What happened to you? You seem like you don't got an enemy. You seem like you don't got some people that want to stop you, want to kill you. Come on, man, they want to wipe you off. Come on, man, where are you? Show you what is about to happen. I hear the Lord say, listen to me, my son. I gotta tell you what I'm about to do. I'm about to alter legislations. I'm about to confuse governments. Come on, man, I'm about to give my people double, for it's the year of the Shemitah. I got to show you some things. In the psalm, he said, let them be confounded and be put to shame that seek after my soul. Come on, man, let them be turned back and be brought to confusion that despise my heart. Let them be like the chaff before the wind. Let the angels of the Lord chase them. Come on, man, you're talking inside here. Come on, man. I gotta show you something. Watch this. I gotta show you something. You gotta get up out your feet, out of prison. Get up from off your seat. And you gotta chase away some people. Come on, you gotta chase away some people. You gotta chase them out of your borders. You gotta chase them out from before your face. Watch this. Watch this. Only with mine eyes shall I now behold in 2021 the wicked spread out themselves like a green bay tree. Come on, man. wicked things upon the nations and cause the land to mourn. But can I tell you what is about to happen? I hear the Lord say, with mine eyes shall I behold. I shall see. Come on, man, you go out like say, you're cute inside there, you know. When you hope your man, I hope you're you. Come on, man. When the wicked one kill you. Woman of God, watch this one now. When them show them sorcery, come on, man, and them show them voodoo, and them reel off them demon, they inflict your body. Come on, now I hear the Lord said, it is a righteous thing to recompense. I wonder if you understand what is happening. Lord, it look like everybody all right, man of God. Man of God, everybody look like them all right. I was compassed about on every side. Lord Jesus, have mercy. If it had not been for the Lord on my side in 2021. But I got something to tell you. I hear the Lord said he know how to deliver the godly out of his trouble. And to reserve the wicked. God allowed the wicked to guard with what I'm a war with. Because he has a time. And the time is now. Can I tell you what the Lord is saying? The Lord is saying, them that trouble you and them that trouble this land called Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
Why you trouble God's people? While I was sitting down there, elder, the Lord tell me, sir, with all what them plan, the greatest enemy that is against the church is Vatican. Kuyana. Brother Sam, the greatest enemy against the church is Catholicism. Lord Jesus, I hear the Lord said the church is untouchable. It's like a blind man groping in darkness, seeking for a treasure that was never given to him. To touch the church, you got to come to Jesus. And when you come near Jesus, come on now, if you are not legal, fire will go upon you, hell will go take you. Come on, your calamity will go take you. Rokotobo shandaka. Saying to me, in this hour, vengeance is in God's eyes over the nations of the world. And God said, I am like a bridegroom coming out of my chamber. And as a strong man, God said, I'm ready, me ready now. God said, me ready now. I hear the Lord say, I'm like a strong man to run my race. God said, who it is now that will stand against me? Why? Because God said, it's time. You want me to tell you something? A whole heap of Christians, I see fighting against God's people. Christians. I see hobby man. I see the old pastor them. Come on, man. Come on now, them behave as if.
the one that run the world. Let me tell you what God tell me to tell you. Come on, all the nations of the world. You got to, let me tell you what you must do with this service. You got to put a mark on it. And when you see these things happening, you're going to remember that some one little black boy in Jamaica, come on now, the least of the apostles, are telling you what is about to happen. I saw Canada. I saw the waters in Niagara Falls diminishing. I saw River Nile waters diminishing. God said, I'm going to bring a shortage of water upon the lands. It don't stop there. I hear the Lord said uncertain weather patterns. Come on, man, you're going to see hurricane in summer. You're going to see hurricane in winter. You're going to see some various activities. And I hear the Lord say, watch the month of February. Because the Lord said, I come quick and will not tarry. Oh. Watch this now. You better ponder this. Because the Lord told me, he said, I put my authority in your mouth. And he said, not one of these words shall fall to the ground. And the Lord told me that from 1991. I'm going to show you something. I hear the Lord saying, when I have moved upon the land, it's for my people. I'm going to give you the watchword now. Who want the watchword? Lord Jesus. Why? My love, where God I do. When broke, God lift up him head. Mr. Tough to the ton. Lift up him head. And I see men behaving as if they are gods. And God just hold a back seat. And him just say, watch them. Now I hear the Lord say, it's my time to show men that I am God. God say, I'm flipping the coin. Because I'm raising up my people. And I'm about to give them double for their trouble. Oi! Can I give you the watchword? You're ready for the watchword? You're sure you're ready for the watchword? Why? Social media! Do you ready for the watchword? Some of you, you hear we sing the song. It's the goodness of God that has kept us in 2021. Some of us prospered. We grew in 2021. Come on, man. The smell of smoke was not on your garments. The waters never overtake you. Come on, the fire never burn you. God brought us through. We see wickedness in high places. I was at the bank, deaconess. I saw two security guards. Three of them, as a matter of fact, was talking to them one another. I got to share it with you. One come out and care. Seem too burgeon them. Him say, you know, from me take the vaccine down here, so now I work. Brother Sam, him say down here, so now I work. No cultivation now go on down here, so. Him burgeon say, what? So in next brethren now say, me too, you know, me realize, say, don't you say. big man and dung ya so is fit and ready. Without vaccine, steam fishing a me, oko in a me, carrot in a me. Come on, man, away on the day. Good food in a me. Hey, hey. Brother Sam, we just have come. Vaccine, pharmacia is a deadly thing. A weaken the young man them, killing the future of the male seed. But I got something to tell you. What was our defense? Was the blood. I got a friend in England, take two dose and two jab. Come on, man. Two. And one day, Brother Choma, a phone call come and I hear, worse than me whole care. Just to find out that COVID ravished her husband, run out of the house. Come on, the man relocate instantly. But I got to show you what is the watchword. And I hear the Lord said it is very acute. It's an acute word. And you have to pay attention. You got to set your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Some of us, when we see judgment upon our enemies and them that hate us and them that want to kill us, come on, we go put our music. Come on, the man. And there were times when we did under the pressure, we couldn't talk. Lord God, all of a sudden we start sing and dance. And we are party, we bring in refrain. I say, you know, see Tim down the so when it were cut on my head. You know, see how him that. You don't see walk where with him down there, sir. Proverbs 24, verse 17. Hear what it says. It says, rejoice not when thine enemy falleth. And let not thine heart be glad when he stumbleth. Lest the Lord and it displease him. And he turned away his wrath. Some of you stop the hand of God's judgment because you lack wisdom. Because I'm going to tell you something. God is going to watch some prime minister, some lick in here. Come on, you're going to see some strange things with government in this country. You're going to see it across the nations of the world. You're going to see some untimely judgments. You're going to see some suddenlies that is about to happen. And some things that are going to be aborted. But I hear the Lord say, keep your eyes on me.
Oi. So we can't shut it down now. Not true. Huh? We can't shut it down. Praise the name of the Lord. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Are we getting this? In this
year, January, the 1st of January, it's the third month in 2022. Ha-ha! Some of you moving handicap. You thought it's the beginning of the year. Can I tell you what is happening right now? January is the year, is the month of establishment. God is establishing the saints to accomplish their assignments in the will of God. It means that God has set his people in January, in October, in November. They are specifics, detailed, and God prepare the heart and the mind of his people to be instructed. In January is the month of the Godhead, to which God establish his people for greatness. Oh, everybody get quiet. We almost complete an hour in 2022. I hit the ground running. Glory to God. Can I tell you what is about to take place in the daylight when the time get bright? I will be praising God for the revelation of his divine instruction, because I'm already have the blueprint. I received the mandate. Can I just tell you what is about to happen? I don't got time to look on people when God has killed them with lick. Come on now, them will want to kill me. I don't have any time. They are already in the hand of God. I am here reaping. Come on, I'm fulfilling my assignment. For I shall finish strong. I shall eat the fruit of my labor. Come on now. Can I tell you some more? I will not die before my time. Can I just tell you some more? I will live to see the good of my children's children. Can I just tell you some more? I will bless my children's children, and I will die in peace and give up the ghost. You got some old wicked one kill you early. Some wish you dead. Come on, man. Some wish you're out of the way. Come on, some people just want to run it over you and take away what you got. Come on, now you got some wicked people that wants to kill you. Come on, the Bible said they come pass me about. Yeah, they come pass me about like bees. But in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord shall. Oh, we're closing. Can you stand on your feet? I am a warrior, a Christian warrior, with me weapon in my right hand. I am a warrior, a Christian warrior, with me weapon in me. Can we sing it again? I am a Christian with me in me. What? I am a weapon. Christian with me in me. I am a boy, a Christian with me in me.
Cover me, 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 c Jesus blood.
Jesus blood.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
In a Jesus blood.
In a Jesus blood.
The remedy.
The remedy.
For 2000.
For 2000.
And 22.
And 22.
I said Jesus blood.
Jesus blood.
Look what it has done for me. For us.
For us.
Cover us.
Cover us.
Preserve us.
Preserve us.
Procure for us.
Procure for us.
An inheritance.
Inheritance.
That is incorruptible, undefiled, fade and not away. Cover we.
Cover we.
Once again. In 2022. Hallelujah. I want you to look in the cameras, especially that one here, and tell social media land this Sunday coming. Come on, tell them the man.
This Sunday coming
shall be jubilation.
Shall be jubilation.
And celebration. In the goodness of God, for what he has done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All good things must come to an end. We must observe the curfew hours. We were only allotted until 1 o'clock. Can you imagine if we did have? Oh Lord. Whoa. Come on, I want you to look at me and say, Lord,
I thank you
for what you have done for me. I thank you for avenging my enemies, my adversaries that were lively and were strong, has now been judged. Hallelujah. Now look at me in this house. Look at me. We got something special to accomplish in here before we go. And as the children of Israel step out of Egypt, there was not one feeble one among them. And the Bible said their garments was never waxed old, neither their shoes break off their feet. Now look at me. We are going to take a special offering for a cause, a serious cause, and we got to do it. If you're in the Holy Ghost, then you don't have to question it. The pastor don't want to buy another car nor a house. Because this pastor believes, according to the word of the Lord, that the congregation must be much more blessed than him. Mm-mm. Kuya now. Huh? Come, Usher Felicia. Come and hold up this thing for me. Offering time. Put a smile on your face and give God the praise. Come, Pastor White, usher it in for me. Jesus' blood. Come on. Are they good, good remedy? Hey.
Good remedy. Jesus blood.
Jesus, God. Remedy, 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 Jesus, God. Remedy for everything is Jesus, God. Remedy to set us free is Jesus, God. Jesus, blood of the remedy. Jesus, blood of the remedy. Jesus, blood, make me ready. Jesus, blood, make me ready. Jesus, blood, done fight already. Jesus, blood, done win the war already. Jesus, blood, done win the war already. Jesus, blood, done win the war already. Jesus, blood, done mash up Omicron. Jesus, Jesus are the biggest done. Jesus, blood are the remedy. Jesus, blood make we steady. Jesus, blood strengthen we. Jesus, blood remedy. Jesus, blood are the remedy. Jesus, blood are the remedy.
Hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord, that this offering is blessed. We thank you for blessing the persons who gave. And we thank you, Lord God, that we have sown in 2022. We thank you, Lord God, for extending your kingdom. And we thank you, Lord God, that we can make declarations over it, that it is blessed and the people who gave it are blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, blood, are the remedy. A sweet, sweet remedy.